You're listening to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM. We will now listen to an Islamic lecture entitled Knowledge, the Gateway to Success.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن صلوات الله البر الرحيم والملائكة المقربين على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يحب إذا أحدكم عمل عملا أن يتقنه. قيل وما إتقانه يا رسول الله؟ قال يخلصه من الرياء والبدعة. فصحح النية لله تعالى. We praise Allah tonight. We thank Him. We ask Him for forgiveness, for mercy and for guidance. Because guided are the ones that Allah Ta'ala guides. And misguided are the ones that Allah Ta'ala does not guide. We ask Allah Ta'ala as well to raise the rank of our dearest Prophet and Master and Leader Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And to protect his nation from that which he, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, feared for them. It is the habit of the scholars of Islam when they start a lesson, and although we're not scholars, we do follow their lead. It is their habit to remind themselves and others that they need to place a sincere intention in the heart as per the many sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means that for one to earn reward for doing a good lawful deed, one must have present in the heart a clear, sincere intention. And this means that the deed he is about to do, whether be it praying, acquiring knowledge, giving knowledge, helping a Muslim while moving houses, whatever, has to be preceded by a good, sincere intention for the person to earn reward. If the person does it, and that's what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about, a man who was doing some good deed at the time, and he asked the Prophet, this man wants a good reputation, wants to be praised, and wants reward in the Akhirah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he gets nothing. Meaning he gets no reward. And on top, the person acquires a sin, one of the sins of the heart. So before we start the lesson, I would like everyone to say in their hearts, I intend to acquire the knowledge for the sake of Allah Ta'ala only. Nothing else. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said in the Quran, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ The scholars of Islam have all agreed that ilm al-tawheed, the knowledge of the essentials of the belief of the Muslims, is the highest ranking, the first and foremost knowledge that must be acquired by the Muslims. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a sahih hadith said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْشَاكُمْ لَهُ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْشَاكُمْ لَهُ And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indicated in this hadith that he has special ranking when it comes to this knowledge. He is the most knowledgeable when it comes to the knowledge of Tawheed. And Al-Imam Al-Junayn, when asked about Al-Tawheed, in short terms he said, إِفْرَادُ الْقَدِيمِ مِنَ الْمُحْدَثِ And this means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is one with no partners, has no beginning, no end, doesn't resemble any of the creations. And that is only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No other than Allah can be attributed with any of the things that I've just mentioned. One who's got no beginning, no end, is Allah. One who's got no shape, form, needs, weaknesses, ends, limits, is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So everything else would classify as a creation, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the creator. This is the meaning of the words of Al-Imam Al-Junayd, إِفْرَادُ الْقَدِيمِ مِنَ الْمُحْدَثِ We do not mix the creations with the creator. And now, you will understand why this knowledge was called as well ilm al-kalam. Because according to the scholars of Islam, ilm al-tawheed is ilm al-kalam, is ilm al-usul. The knowledge of tawheed, the knowledge of kalam, the knowledge of al-usul. And the reason why is because a lot of people, a lot of those who have strayed away from the path of correctness, of steadfastness. A lot of them have went or have gone astray, and the scholars of Islam needed to draw from the ayat and from the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the evidences to oppose those people, those blasphemers who brought or who were trying to bring into Islam something that did not belong to it. And because a lot of talking used to take place between Ahlul Haqq, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people on the true path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his companions, because they had to talk to those strayers and disbelievers for long periods of time. Some scholars have said is the reason why it is called Ilmul Kalam. This is one of the reasons why it was called Ilmul Kalam. Now, another saying, according to the scholars of Islam, as to why this knowledge of Tawheed was called Ilmul Kalam, is because of the many people who have gone against the teachings and the beliefs of the Muslim in the matter of the speech of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Al-Kalam. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And as the Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Muslims who are today on earth, either Maturidiyah or Ash'ariyah, both believe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is attributed with life, but His life is not like ours. Allah is attributed with speech, but His speech is not like ours. Allah is attributed with knowledge, but His knowledge is not like our knowledge. You see, our speech, life and knowledge have beginnings and have ends. Allah's life has no beginning, no end. Allah's knowledge has no beginning, no end. And Allah's speech is not like the speech of the humans with beginnings and ends. كلامه صفة ذاتية أزلية أبدية. This is what the scholars of Islam said. And a lot of those people who have gone astray in the matter of the speech of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, like the Hashwiyya, they said, Al-Hashawiyya, they said that the speech of Allah is harfun wa sawt, meaning letters and sounds and voices. They said that someone is reading the Quran, you would be hearing the true speech of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And they say that this is eternal with no beginning, no ends. And the scholars of Islam said to those al-Hashawiyya or Hashwiyya, they said to them, you saying that the speech of Allah, when someone's reading the Quran, the eternal speech of Allah, is this what we are hearing in our ears with beginnings and ends, cannot be accepted, is wrong and is blasphemous. And al-Hashawiyya kuffar. It is common knowledge amongst the Muslims. And they said that it is so, and it can be rejected, what the Hashawiyya said, very easily. If someone stops, refrains from speaking, and then utters a word, there would be a change happening. Meaning, he did not say anything first, this person, and then he read an ayah from the Quran. So before, it wasn't, his words weren't, and then later they happened. This change is an indication that his words are created. Because the meaning of being created is something that wasn't and then happened. And if it is created, it can't be eternal, as the Hashawiyya said. And as simple as that, the scholars of Islam closed this case. This is how they refute them. Now the Mu'tazila, on the other hand, are another group of people who have also gone astray when it comes to the speech of Allah. And they said, the speech of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is something He creates in others. Like the tree at which, or next to which, according to them, this is wrong, Musa heard the speech of Allah. Allah created the speech in the tree, and Musa heard that eternal speech of Allah. And that's kufur. Because again, they are saying that the eternal speech of Allah is created. The Mu'tazila have gone astray and have derailed away from the path of the Muslims in many matters and judgments pertaining to Islam. Some of those people even said that these letters that we see in the Quran are the eternal speech of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And again, this is not accepted. What did Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the Muslims say about the speech of Allah? Al-Kalam, Kalamullah. They said, Allah ta'ala. And listen now to the sense and the common sense of the Muslims. They didn't say what the Hashawiyya said. The Muslims don't say what the Mu'tazila say. The Muslims say what the Quran brought and what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. And they said, Allah ta'ala is attributed with speech. His speech is eternal, has no beginning, no end, is not a voice, is not a sound, is not a language, English or Arabic or whatever. This is the speech of Allah, His attributes. And they said that the Quran that we read, once read, is indicative of the speech of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Indicates, yadul ala kalamillah, is not the true, real kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which has no beginning and no end. No. And that's why the scholars of Islam say, Al-Quran, when you say Al-Quran, لَهُ إِطْلَاقًا لَهُ إِطْلَاقًا, meaning the Quran, if you are meaning by the Quran, Kalamullah, the speech of Allah, which is His eternal speech, it's not makhluq. And if you say Al-Quran, and you mean by it, those papers that we carry in the hand, and the letters that we read, and the sounds that represent those letters, yes, it is makhluq, because these papers, with way of common sense, by looking, and this is called al-ilm al-daruri, meaning through looking you can tell. You don't need to think hard to tell that these papers have sizes, they have colors, they change. The letter, I'm talking about the pages in the Quran, the Mus'haf. And they have shapes and forms, these letters, and you can sound them out, and then you can stop, and then you can start the ayah again, and finish the ayah after you finish saying it. This, if you mean by this the Quran, well then, these letters and words are created. But they indicate the speech of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is not created. That's how simple the scholars of Islam put this mas'ala across. The people who have gone astray are the people who have said things that do not belong to Islam. And with ilm al-tawheed, this knowledge, where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that he is the highest ranking in this knowledge, it is because he knew it. And the Sahaba knew it. And the evidences to that are great. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the Sahaba at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَطَعَ دَهْرِيًّا, meaning what? One day, a dahri came to him. Who are the dahriya? The dahriya are those groups of people who say that there is no creator to this world. Nature created everything. Imam Ali, قَطَعَهُ, meaning he showed him that he was wrong and he proved him wrong in front of everyone. Using what knowledge? He didn't use Imam Ali, قال الله and قال الرسول. He used the evidences drawn from the ayat and the hadith, because this man who says that nature created everything, did not believe in the existence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if you were to say to him, Allah said in the Quran, he would jump and say, but I don't believe in the Quran because I don't believe in Allah. And that's where the need of ulama al-tawheed is very serious. If you talk to someone who says, this world has no creator to it, and you tell him, but Prophet Muhammad says, and Allah says in the Quran, he's going to say, but I don't believe in your religion to start with. Ulama al-tawheed, they use common sense and logic as a proof to the truthfulness of the religion. Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, Al-Maturidiyya wal-Ash'ariyya, we use the sense that Allah created in us, shahid lishara, meaning we use sense and logic to draw the information from the ayat and the hadith to prove the judgments in Islam. But we don't rely only and solely, as philosophers do, on sense. We use it to serve our religion. We don't use it above our religion. And that's the main difference between philosophers and the Muslims, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. With Ilm al-Tawheed, you will have the tools needed to reject the sayings of the Mujassima. Who are the Mujassima? Al-Mujassima are those ones who claim that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is like us, made from a substance and has limitations and in short is a body. With Ilm al-Tawheed you can prove them wrong. You can refute the sayings of the Qadariyya. And as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Qadariyya majusu hadhihi al-umma. Al-Qadariyya majusu hadhihi al-umma. And the hadith was related by Ibn Umar and Abu Dawood. Who are the Qadariyya? Al-Qadariyya are the Mu'tazila. What did the Mu'tazila say? They said many things. Three main sayings of theirs, the scholars of Islam have said together, the scholars of Islam, they have together said that these three matters in which they have their own saying, the Mu'tazila, are three of them, all three of them are kufur, are blasphemous. And these Qadariyya are al-Mu'tazila. With Ilm al-Tawheed, and we'll talk about this later on. With Ilm al-Tawheed, you protect Islam from the Khawarij. With Ilm al-Tawheed, with the essentials of the creed, the essentials of the belief of the Muslims, this knowledge, dealing with this part of the Islamic knowledge, called Ilm al-Tawheed, with it you can reject the misconceptions and the blasphemous ideologies of the Jabriya and Al-Barahima and Al-Bayhasiya and Al-Murji'a. All of these have sayings that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tell the Muslims about. They brought them into Islam. They brought these sayings to Islam. The reason why I'm bringing this subject up tonight is because a lot of people out there, all they want to do is go to the mosque, hold the Quran, read the Quran, go back home, no knowledge, empty. They say to them, no, stay away from knowledge. It complicates your life. Drives you mad. You become crazy after a while. And that, at the same time where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya ayyuhannas ta'allamu. The Prophet ordered us to acquire the knowledge, and idiots out there ask the Muslims nowadays not to acquire knowledge. Say to them, no, 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 this used to be for the fuqaha. We have no fuqaha nowadays, don't worry about it. No, 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 don't go into tawheed. You're talking about the self of Allah, you can't do that. We're not exploring talking about the self of Allah. Ilm al-Tawheed teaches you how to believe correctly in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What you must believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it teaches you that. And it teaches you the information and the tools and the skills needed to protect the doctrine and the ideology of the Muslims, the creed, the belief of the Muslims. If someone doesn't know Ilm al-Tawheed and heard that, he might believe it. And if a person does believe that, he will not be a Muslim. Ilm al-Tawheed is the most honored part of the Islamic knowledge, period. And Imam al-Shafi'i, who am I in front of Imam al-Shafi'i? Imam al-Shafi'i says, أَحْكَمْنَا هَذَا قَبْلَ ذَاكَ أَحْكَمْنَا هَذَا قَبْلَ ذَاكَ. And the story goes that once Imam al-Shafi'i was asked about Al-Quran, and when Imam al-Shafi'i finished with the person and explained to him exactly about the speech of Allah and proved his case, some of his companions looked at him and said to him, Ya Aba Abdullah, we didn't know that you had all this knowledge in relation to Ilm al-Tawheed. So he turns around and says, أَحْكَمْنَا هَذَا قَبْلَ ذَاكَ. Meaning Al-Fuqh came later. What we learned first and foremost was what? Ilm al-Tawheed. Ilm al-Tawheed. أول ما يجب على العبد معرفة الله. That's what the scholars of Islam say. The first thing, the first obligation, is to believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala correctly, meaning through Ilm al-Tawheed. Because if he says, I believe in Allah, but he really believes in something he had imagined in his own mind, with distances and forms and a body and goes up and down, that person would not be a Muslim. That's why Imam Ghazali says, لا تصح العبادة إلا بعد معرفة المعبود. لا تصح العبادة. سيدنا ابن عباس, Ibn Abbas, he went and had a debate with one Mu'tazili and proved his case. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, min al-Tabi'een now, I gave you from the Sahaba, and I'm going to give you from the Tabi'een now. From the Tabi'een, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he even wrote a short book, refuting the sayings of the Mu'tazila. Abu Hanifa, from the Salaf, again used to go for more than 20 trips. It is related in the history of Imam Abu Hanifa that he went for over 20 trips. He went to areas and lands where he knew people were coming with new ideas about Islam. And he traveled 20 times, different destinations. He got to them, proved the case of the Muslims, and returned. Over 20 times. He didn't go there to teach them Quran. Now one might think, is he saying that we should not be reading the Quran? I'm not saying that. Of course we read the Quran. The Quran is the dearest thing to our heart. But we do things in their priorities. He acquired the knowledge, what is must upon you, to learn and to know, and then you do all the optional permissible deeds in Islam, such as memorizing the Quran. Wonderful when a person has got the knowledge, is protected, he has protected his belief, he knows exactly what the belief of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba used to be believes the same way, and then learns the Quran and how to read the Quran. And is this anything new? No. Abdullah ibn Jundub says, "Kunna ma'a an-nabiy fityanan hazawira." We're teenagers with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وكنا نتعلم الإيمان قبل القرآن. We learned the Tawheed, the belief in Allah, correctly before we were taught the Quran. فلما تعلمنا القرآن, then when we learned the Quran, ازددنا به إيمانا. That's how the matter is. A lot of people out there nowadays, they try to, in an evilish way, take the Muslims away from the correct path and reject the sayings of the Prophet, who in many of his sayings has honored the state of knowledge, and they said to the Muslims, don't learn. Stay away from knowledge. This is not a time of knowledge. Knowledge time is gone. No more. You grab the Quran, you sit in your home, don't lie. That's it. This is Islam to them. It's not only that. Knowledge is very important. Knowledge is very important. Knowledge is a must upon us. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. How would you defend your Islam if you didn't have knowledge? You wouldn't know how. You wouldn't know how. And I'll give you a few examples to understand exactly what I'm talking about. The Mu'tazila have committed blasphemy in three of their sayings. One of their blasphemous sayings were, those Mu'tazila, that evil, sin, kufr was not created by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in Islam we know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Remember the ayah. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Indeed, Allah created everything. This is the meaning of the ayah. And in the word everything, it includes good and bad. It includes the belief of the believers and the blasphemy of the disbelievers. It includes the lawful and the unlawful, the nice and the ugly, everything. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And in another ayah Allah Ta'ala says, هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Meaning there is no creator other than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Those Mu'tazila said, and they think they are praising Allah by saying, no, He did not create evil and sin and kufr. The truth of the matter is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created evil and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created good. And the scholars of Islam simply say, what is the head of evil? Iblis? Who created Iblis? Allah. Allah created evil. But it doesn't mean that Allah loves evil. You see, Allah created evil and Allah created the good, and both are available for all of us in the world, and that's why we have the acquisition matter al-kasb, because we were given a choice, and with the presence of these two, if we choose the good, then we'll be rewarded with al-jannah, and if we choose the bad, there'll be punishment in hellfire if Allah does not forgive us and it wasn't blasphemy. So yes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created all. And if anything, this is to prove the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And as the scholars of Islam say, huwa kamalul qudrati fi haqqillah. Meaning it is the proper perfection to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to be the one who created the evil and the good, which is true. And then from the Quran, how do we prove that this is correct? Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقُ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ. Allah created evil. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the Quran, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Meaning Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created in those people who followed the path of correctness and righteousness, created that in them, and alhamaha fujuraha, to other people Allah created in them, in their nafs, al-fujur. All is created by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Difference is, good and bad happen with the creating of Allah. Good and bad happen with the will of Allah. But the good happens with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whereas the bad, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't love it. Allah doesn't love that which is not good, that which is evil and bad. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered the good, and Allah ta'ala does not order the bad. This issue of the Mu'tazila is a blasphemous one. So the Muslim's belief is that everything other than Allah ta'ala is created by Allah. Human, non-human, solid, liquid, gases, whatever it is, whatever comes to mind, other than Allah, is created by Allah. To say that the smallest grain of dust in the deepest ocean, in the farthest land, was not created by Allah is blasphemy in Islam. Why? Because what the person is really saying, that this thing that is a creation, if Allah is not its creator, then it's got another creator, and then he would be associating parties to Allah from that viewpoint. So for one to turn into a blasphemer and not a Muslim, he doesn't necessarily have to say that there is another God exactly like Allah for us to call him, you're a kafir, or you blaspheme. No. If a person says about the smallest thing in the world was not created by Allah, he's really saying it is a creation, and since according to him it's not created by Allah, he's saying that it's got another creator, and he has associated partners to Allah from that viewpoint. And hence he would be a non-Muslim. So the Mu'tazila, when they said that, they committed blasphemy. They said, Al-Khayr min Allah, Shar laysa min Allah. Al-Khayr was created by Allah, Shar was not created by Allah. And the Mu'tazila, Al-Qadariyya, the Prophet called them, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called them Majusu hadhihi al-Ummah. Why? Because the Majus and the Mu'tazila meet in one point. The Majus say there is a God for evil and a God for goodness. Because of that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likened the Mu'tazila to the Majus. And that's why he said, Al-Qadariyya Majusu hadhihi al-Ummah. Another hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, صنفان من أمتي ليس لهما نصيب في الإسلام. Two groups pertaining to the people of the time after his message, after he was sent as a messenger. Two people pertaining to these people, two groups, ليس لهما نصيب في الإسلام. المرجئة والقدرية. Now the Murji'ah is another group. Like the Khawarij is another group. So that's one of the issues where the Mu'tazila committed blasphemy. The other mas'ala, the second one, where the Mu'tazila committed blasphemy, they said that Allah was attributed with power. But when He created the humans and gave them will and power, He became powerless. Straight kufr. And they said, because of that, they said, and hence, the slave creates his own deeds. That's what the Mu'tazila say, and they've got followers. Now, if we don't have Alm al-Tawheed, how do we defend Islam from similar people? With what do we defend Islam? By telling him, I don't like what you're wearing? You need the proof, the evidence. You need to learn. And for us, what do we say to the Mu'tazila? The people who know Tawheed will say to them, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Meaning Allah created you and that which you make. So we are not the creators of our own deeds. We acquire the deeds. Trying to acquire the deeds, we do the deeds with our own will and power, which was given to us by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, according to the eternal knowledge of Allah and according to the eternal will of Allah. So we don't have an independent will and power, as the Mu'tazila say. Yes, we do have will and power, but it's not independent. The Mu'tazila say, no. Allah has no power, no will. When He gave the people, the slaves, power and will, He lost His power and will. These are their words. يَقُلُونَ صَارَ عَاجِزًا. And that's kufr. And we tell them the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you've learned Alm al-Tawheed, you will stand up and tell them Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ صَانِعُ كُلِّ صَانِعٍ وَصَنْعَتِهِ. But that's if you know Tawheed. What is the third mas'ala in which the Mu'tazila committed blasphemy? The Mu'tazila said that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has no attributes. They say Allah alim la bi'alim. They say hay la bi'hayat. Murid la bi'irada. Mutakallim la bi'kalam. So they rejected all the attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and again that's blasphemy. Muslims must learn their religion, because the Muslims, as the scholars of Islam said, قَدْ جَمَعُوا الْإِثْبَاتَ وَالتَّنْزِيهَ وَنَفَوُوا التَّعْطِيلَ وَالتَّشْبِيهَ. شو يعني قَدْ جَمَعُوا الْإِثْبَاتَ وَالتَّنْزِيهَ؟ قَدْ جَمَعُوا الْإِثْبَاتَ وَالتَّنْزِيهِ. Meaning the Muslims believe at the same time that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is attributed with attributes that befit him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, they say that these attributes are not like the attributes of any of the creations. قَدْ جَمَعُوا الْإِثْبَاتَ يعني أثبتوا لله الصفات والتنزيها. And at the same time, they did not liken Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to any of His creations. وَنَفَوُوا التَّعْطِيلَ وَالتَّشْبِيهَ. And rejected at-ta'til. At-ta'til is what is like the ones who say that there is no God. That's called ta'til. بكون نفى وجود الله. ونفوا, and this is correct. We don't say that. The Muslims, it is correct about them that they reject the idea that there is no God. Because we believe that there is a God. It's correct about the Muslims that they reject ta'til. What is ta'til? Ta'til is a statement saying that there is no creator. We reject it, and it's true. Because we believe that there is a God, the creator to this world, and He is Allah Ta'ala. So nafaw, the Muslims, they reject the idea that there is no God. That's called ta'til in Islam. Al-mu'attil is a kafir. What tashbiha? Like a lot of those groups available these days, and they are the most abundant nowadays, although they are not but a mere fraction of the real Islamic population around the world. Mushabbiha. And Mushabbiha are the ones who liken Allah Ta'ala to the creations. The Mu'attila, they deny the existence of Allah. They deny it. The Mushabbiha, they say, no, Allah exists, but Allah is like us. He's got two hands, two arms, two legs, he sits, he goes up and down. And some of them said, and this is written in a book that I've read with my own two eyes, and we don't weed out completely that he might have private parts. I've read it with my own two eyes in Arabic. In their books, the Mushabbiha. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to keep us on the path of learning Tawheed and defending Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam wa ahkam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين وتقبل اللهم منا عملنا هذا بسر سورة الفاتحة بعد التهليل ثلاثا والصلاة على رسول الله.